Time to play with pain. Hosted by Emmy-winning comedian and writer Jeff Cesario. Interviewing guests from comedy, entertainment, and sports. Plus, legendary sportscaster Chet Waterhouse. Don't worry, this shouldn't take longer than your average trip to Costco. And now, here's your host, Jeff Cesario.
Welcome, one and all, to Play With Pain. It's All-Star Week in Los Angeles. Gary, are you excited about All-Star Week?
No, I'm not. No. Don't care.
I didn't think so. I was going to take the silence as your answer. But I kind of enjoyed the Home Run Derby, although everybody kind of petered out. Everybody started strong, and then the last round of the Home Run Derby was like 7 home runs is the winner. But in honor of All-Star Week, we are bringing in our own All-Star, killer comic who has a new special out titled Stupid Don't Get Tired, Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo, how are you, man?
What's up, Jeff? How you doing?
You look good. You look like this is an interesting sort of bunker approach to a hotel room. It looks like an old Quonset hut with a ceiling. What is going? You're in Montreal, correct?
I'm in Montreal for Just for Laughs. I'm here for 2.5 weeks hosting a show called Just for the Culture, which was formerly the ethnic show, which was formerly the Jewish show, the Black show, the Italian show, which was formerly, I don't even know what it was, but.
So they're literally running away from the hashtag.
With
the name.
It changed its pronoun this year. It changed its pronoun. So, you know, I'm here for 2.5 weeks. And a couple of years ago, I did this covering for another comic who brought his family up, and they had rented him an apartment, and they gave me, and I was like, oh, this is nice. Next time I do a long run, I'm going to ask for an apartment. So I asked for an apartment, and I'm here in this bunker, okay? Yeah. But this isn't the best part. Last week was the first week I was here. They were filming in the building. So, you know, you try to get away from the hotel, right, where everything's going on, it's noisy.
Right.
And you move into a film set.
You couldn't win for losing, man. Chet, before we get it rolling, do you happen to have an update? Oh, as Tom the Mongoose McEwen used to say, I'm going on green. Time for the Waterhouse Update, sponsored by Craprika. If you just want your deviled eggs to look tasty, try Craprika. America's pastime. No, not being flabbergasted that Jeep is charging $90,000 for a vehicle. Baseball. Home Run Derby. Juan Soto won when Julio Rodriguez gumbied his arm halfway to first base. He was rushed to Crypto College Medical Center, where he was unable to define blockchain and released. Brad Bunny was MVP of the celebrity softball game at, huh? What's that? Oh, Bad Bunny was MVP of this. Oh, that's too bad. I know Brad Bunny. He's going to be crestfallen. That wrap-up sponsored by Nut Sacks. A perfect serving of nuts in a pocket-sized sack. That's Nut Sack. College football, the Big 12 and Pac-12. Nixed talks of a potential merger when the Big 12's dial-up internet took too long to connect. Notre Dame said it needs $75 million in TV rights from NBC to remain independent, said NBC. We're spiritual, but we're not that into organized religion. That item sponsored by Lotions 11, the smoothest, most radiant heist gang ever. Golf! The British Open won by Aussie Cameron Smith, who is the love child of Tommy Shaw from Styx. Royals in attendance, the Duke and Duchess of Foulmouth. Soccer! I think I read that right. U.S. women beat Canada on a late goal, said the Canadians. At least we get free treatment for depression. And finally, this week in sports history, the year 1954, the place Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The St. Louis Cardinals, losing 8-1 to the Phillies, began stalling and had to forfeit the game. The umpires finally called it when St. Louis took a sixth-inning stretch with a picnic basket. This Waterhouse Update sponsored by Jehovah's Witness Protection. Disappear into the warm grip of the Lord at Jehovah's Witness Protection. Back to you, Jeff and Alonzo. Wow. Thank you, Chet. He's a bit shot out of a cannon. All right. So you're, so you're in Montreal for the festival. And is this a show you've done Montreal before, correct?
Oh, yeah. This, you know, Jeff, I counted it up. This is my 14th trip to the festival.
Good night. Yes. They got to give you some kind of. There's got to be some gold watch at this point.
I'm just looking for health care. Free health care, I think, at this point.
Honorary Canadian.
Honorary Canadian. I should get a treatment of some sort.
Now, you like it? You like Montreal?
Absolutely love it. Now, I got to say, this is one of my favorite cities in the world because the taste of Europe with nice Canadians. Like, you can't have a better combination, right, than getting a taste of France, right, but they're really polite. So what more could you want?
Right. So the eye rolls are minimal, is what you said.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, it's always good to be back. This is like summer camp, right? There's always some comics you haven't seen in however long that are here, and we get to hang out for the week. And the other thing, the nice thing about being away from home, other than the fact I missed my dog, right? I wish I had my dog, but other than that, it's nice to not be bothered. You know what I mean? Like when you're home, you got to do all the home stuff, right? You got to take care of your house. You got to do this, run errands, blah, blah, blah. When you're away, you're like, I can't do it.
I can't do it. And look, if the place burns down, I got insurance.
Exactly. Exactly.
You never have that thought when you're here in Los Angeles. But the second you leave, it's like, hey, whatever will be, will be. That's brilliant, man. So this show is, I'm guessing, an amalgam, a multicultural celebration of comedy. That's my guess.
Yeah, I got to say, the one thing that's cool, JFL knows how to book a show, right? And meaning that they don't book two comics that have the same act or do the same topics or right, something like that. So we really got a crazy mix. And the other thing that's cool is, although we have, you know, Shang Wang's Asian, right, and Dave Mahesh is Lebanese, and Zainab is, she's Muslim, and Jessica Kirsten, Jewish. Not everyone does jokes about their background. It's like, right, not, you know, I'm not here to do 10 minutes on being Black, and you know, Dave is not going to do 10 minutes on being Lebanese. Now, it'll come up, right? Because it comes up in your life and in your act.
Yeah.
But it's not just that, you know. But when they do, like Giannis Papas, I don't know if you know Giannis. This is my first time really meeting him. He has this hilarious bit about the Greek diners in New York and the Greek diners in Montreal and the families marrying and joining the diners, like mob families or royal families marrying. That's hilarious. And so that kind of cultural stuff
will come up. Yeah.
Yeah, it comes up. So, yeah, it's great, man. It's cool.
So now the special, Stupid Don't Get Tired. You put this out in a bit of a unique way, correct?
Yeah. So this is something I'm doing with Helium Comedy. And as you know, the stuff we came up with doesn't exist anymore, right? The late night shows, the hope to get a comedy special, whatever, you know, if I could get canceled, arrested, and possibly murder someone, maybe I'll get a look from Netflix.
Yeah, you might get some traction.
So what Helium said was, let's record.
So Dateline is our best TV shot right now, is what you're saying.
We recorded a set. We released it in 3 and 5 minute clips on TikTok and YouTube and all of that. All social media, Instagram, leading up to releasing the entire special on YouTube. So, you know, it's not the same as, you know, getting, but, you know, so Dave Chappelle got $20 million from Netflix, and I called. They said, we don't have any money left. We gave it all to Dave. So if you're working for free, you might as well go over to YouTube. Yeah, Dave got all the money.
Man. But this is a unique way to do. I like it. I like the way Helium's thinking. And what's your feeling so far? I know really the entire special was just just over the weekend, correct?
Yeah, the entire special, but the releases started back in March. I have to say, this was the thing. I was trending on TikTok, which was funny to me because I didn't even have a TikTok, right? Like I stayed away. You know, there's a two-generation gap on social media, right? So like if you have a Facebook account, you're not allowed to also have a TikTok. You're too old or you're too young, right? You can't Instagram and Snapchat. Who are you fooling?
No. You know? You'll pull a rotator cuff by that.
So I wasn't on TikTok, and the next thing I know, with the drop of the releases, I had like 2 million hits on TikTok. So of course now I go to TikTok and my name is gone. Somebody else is using my name. So I'm there. I don't know who that is, you know, and that's the social media thing, right? So the minute some gets hot, so someone is enjoying me trending on TikTok.
Right.
And I couldn't tell you. I do have someone who helps me with social media, and she's doing a fantastic job. And she said she thinks TikTok takes your name so that no one else can. But the problem with contacting a social media company is you never get to talk to anyone.
No.
They did the whole thing through the app too. And now you're talking to the same bots from Russia that are busy in a war. Right. So they don't have time to get back to you.
Oh my God. Yeah. You ran the gamut of new social media experience from I'm not on it. I got on it. I'm killing on it. Somebody scammed me.
Welcome in about to a day and a half.
So now, do you work out on the road? Because I know you pride yourself in the guns. You're a bigger dude, and you embrace that. You don't shy away from it. You don't shrink. You don't try to get down to guys like my level height wise. You are quite proud of it, and you ride the bike, and you're into planes and stuff. So you're embracing the whole I am a man thing. Where do you work out on the road? Although it looks like they've housed you in the gym.
Jeff, I have reached the age where walking is a workout. Remember when you were young and they told you to walk for exercise and you're like, yeah, right, whatever. Now I'm like, that was a good walk today. That was a good walk. I'm good. Yeah,
I used to do a joke on if walking's such great exercise, how come my mailman looks like the harmonica player from Blues Traveler? It can't be that good. So you're walking now.
I'm walking. I'm going to try to find a gym. And again, these are the things when you give up a hotel. You give up these amenities, right?
So here
in the prison, there's no yard, you know. There's no yards. There's no weights to toss around. So really, I got nothing. I'm walking the streets of Montreal and trying not to eat too much ice cream. I don't know.
Are you communicating via a shaving mirror outside your door to the guy in the room next to you?
I've yet to meet my inmate next door. I've yet, but I will show you something. Okay,
this will be a thrill.
This is the crank that's broken off my window, so I cannot escape. As you can see, there'll be no climbing out of the window.
No.
The operating mechanism seems to have been disconnected. I'm going to see if I can sharpen this. This might be a shank. By the time I leave.
The only upside to that, the silver lining is, though you won't be able to escape during a fire, it appears the entire building is concrete and there's nothing to burn.
Oh, it'll take an inferno.
Hey, guys, that one's sponsored by Auto Body Experience. Hover 20 feet above your car repairs at Auto Body Experience. Hey, Jeff, ask him about an Eastern New York guy. All right, I'll get to it, Jeff. You got two New York teams who are just burning it baseball-wise. The Yankees, of course, who are some sort of super Yankees this year. And then the Mets. Now you're a Queens guy, aren't you? Are you?
I am a Mets fan.
Met, yeah.
I grew up with the Mets. as a Met fan, I can tell you this, Jeff, and you relay it to Chet, that we don't like being in first place before the All-Star break. Historically, the Mets tire out and collapse, and we have hope. And then September comes, and it all crumbles. Now, since there's 15 rounds to the playoffs in baseball, odds are pretty good they'll still make the playoffs. But no, with the Mets, the amazing Mets, the miracle Mets, the Mets need to come from behind. The Mets need to suck until August to have a good run. When they start out big, it ends badly. Now, the Yankees, on the other hand, are killing it. I'm loving Aaron Judge. I'm so glad he didn't compete in the home run derby.
Yeah, he went over to shake their hands.
Yeah.
And it was like Rodan just appearing in a movie all of a
sudden.
Yeah, because he's huge.
Remember the year he won it, he wore himself out, right? And this season, I mean, all kidding aside, Judge is probably having the best season since the steroid era, right? Home run wise. Which wink, I wink. Think is fantastic. The other thing, should the Yankees just sign Julio Rodriguez now? Because the Mariners are a Yankee farm team, right? And we know he's going to end up on the Yankees. So can we stop pretending for 3 years that the Mariners are going to go somewhere and just send him up to New York?
just send, him up. Send him up to the majors right now.
Send him up to the majors. Send him to New York. Why are we going to play around for the next 4 years as if he's going to stay in Seattle? No one's stayed in Seattle since junior. You're going to the Yankees.
I'm fascinated by Pete Alonso because, to me, he looks like a lumberjack who misplaced his axe and someone gave him a bat instead. He's constantly staring at the bat like, what is this? You know, and then he's just built for woodworking out in the, I mean, he's an amazing hitter, but he has a unique frame. I'll put it that way.
You know, it goes back to John Kruk's famous saying, I'm not an athlete. I'm a baseball player. right. Remember that? I mean, yeah, Pete is amazing. You wouldn't guess it. You wouldn't get – there are certain
– No.
Oh, baseball, I think, is the only sport where there are great players that you would not believe they were athletes, let alone – I mean, CeCe Sabathia had belly – for 19 of his 21 years, right? He's the only athlete who lost weight to retire.
Yeah, and the Brewers are going, now? Now you lose weight? I know, that's so crazy. All right, let's talk about this NBA Summer League. They gave us about 48 hours between Golden State winning the championship and then the start of the summer league. Could I get a break from the NBA? Is that
how do you think Wiseman felt going from the parade to Vegas? It was like, all right, get down. He had like a weekend off, didn't he? He had about a week.
He was literally in the middle of blowing one of those party favors and they snatched it out of his hand and said, get on the bus. That is amazing.
It's huge business. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's huge business. So they're going to do it. I think the coolest thing in the summer was LeBron going down to the Drew League and basically dominating pickup ball. Right.
That's in L.A., correct?
Yeah, it's in L.A. It's kind it's of the L.A. equivalent of the Rucker tournament.
Right, right. Which is infamous in New York as one of the most amazing experiences and one of the most amazing places for basketball. And they are duplicating that here. It's pretty exciting. They hold it in like a high school gym or something. It's pretty cool.
The cool thing about it is as an NBA player, you still have to do that to be bona fide. You know what I mean? Like I shouldn't say you have to, but there's a certain respect that comes with, okay, he dropped 40 in the Drew League. He dropped 40 at Pro Rucker. That's where you have those guys who were good enough to make the NBA, but not smart enough to make the NBA, right? So they got arrested in high school or, right. You know, they did something, right? And they couldn't make the league. But talent-wise, and they've been playing on the street with no refs So you got to go against, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This ain't the NBA where somebody, you know, touches a man next to you and they call a foul. It's like, no, man, ain't no fouls out here.
Yeah.
You know, so I got
to say they got a chip on their shoulder that they probably stole, which is one of the reasons they're not in the NBA.
Yeah. So I respect the hell out of LeBron for going down there and playing. And, you know, it made it fun. It made it fun. But, the NBA, you know, I'm a big Clipper fan. So now we're just waiting for John Wall's knee to explode. He'll probably, he'll be getting in the car and suddenly his hip broke in half. It's something that they've never seen before. But when you sign with the Clippers, this sort of thing just happens.
Well, now, hang on. As a Clipper fan and a Met fan, I can understand the entrenched Schadenfreude that you feel for yourself.
I mean, it's part of
being a comic. You feel bad for yourself.
they actually did a study on this of teams that comedians like and how much we love lost causes. You know, you look at the Mets. I mean, from Seinfeld to George Wallace. Jim Brewer, you know, just a whole list of celebrity comics who are Met fans. When we go to a Clipper game, you know, I'm there, Sully McCullough, big Clipper fan, Cristela Alonso, Eric Griffin, just a bunch of comics just sitting there. Hey, no hope. This is the place to be. Yeah.
I've been able to kind of break out of that. When I was a kid, it's how long ago, I was a Milwaukee Braves fan. Then they moved, broke my heart right as I was going into that critical age, your teens, for sports and baseball. And there was nothing in Milwaukee until I was like 18 or 19. So at 12 or whatever, I decide, okay, I got to shift because I'm not rooting for Atlanta. I hate the Braves. They moved now. So I pick the Cubs.
All right. Way to pick a winner.
Yeah. So I root for them through 69 when they completely collapse with a nine-game lead in September. So I keep rooting for them. And then I get into comedy, and I'm living in Minneapolis, and I go, why am I rooting for the Cubs? That was just an idiot, actual intellectual decision. It didn't even have any, organic roots in my stomach of it. I'm a Packer fan, diehard Packer fan. So, and then that makes sense because they had success when I was a kid. But after the Braves moved, I just floated around. I became a Twins fan. Now I'm a Dodger fan, and I'm going to soak up everything they do great and enjoy the hell out of it. I've decided, Alonzo, I'm worth it.
Enjoy the winners. And the Dodgers are a great team. The Dodgers are fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's good baseball. I will say this about the Dodgers. They're one of the few LA teams with real fans, right? It's not the see or be seen at the Lakers game or whatever. Like, there's a bunch of Rams fans from 2 years ago, way back when, you know.
right.
Dodger
this is a
fans,
weird city. Yeah, this is a weird city to root.
Yeah, Dodger fans are real fans. They've been there, and they stick with the team even in the down years. Not that they have many, but they. I respect that. And Dodger games are fun to go to. Listen,
they really
I
are.
Going, yeah. I love when the Mets play the Dodgers and all of New York takes over Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, right. Hey, guys, that one brought to you by Bartolo Cologne. If you just want to smell like you have two completely separate families, try Bartolo Cologne. And, of course, sponsored by Dick Tucker's Women's Clothes for Men. Back to you guys. All right. what do you make of these college super conferences? Now we got, talk about gerrymandering. We got USC and UCLA in the Big Ten now.
Here's my reach. Do they play themselves in the Rose Bowl now? Like, what happens to the Rose Bowl when the historically best team, right, the Trojans, to whom the Rose Bowl's a home game, right?
Yeah.
Now they're in the Big Ten, so I don't even know do we want to see USC and whoever with USC on the wrong side? I don't get it.
Yeah. UCLA isn't selling out their games now. Imagine UCLA Rutgers at the Rose Bowl.
There's a nail biter. There's a nail biter. You know, when UCLA plays Michigan State, we want to see a basketball, not a football. It's all business. You know, it's all business. The NFL, I mean, they'll never do it because the money's too big. But just let's just admit that college football is minor league pro football and stop pretending it's anything else.
Yeah, they really should. And just structure it that way. It's the D League for the NFL. It really is. And as things change economically, that becomes more and more obvious. You know, name, image, likeness is just, all right, feed these guys some cash so they stay in college and learn the game better. Unlike basketball, it's not a game where you can get your game completely together by the time you're 15 or 16. Like basketball, you know, oh, that kid will spend like 5 months at Kentucky and then he's right into the pros. You can see it when they're 15, 16. They're recruiting them at 11 and 12 now. Football, well, they can't do that.
You know, Disney has this movie on about Antetokounmpo, about the brothers.
Oh, really?
And it's funny because they act like they discovered Giannis out of nowhere. Trust me, if you are 6'9" with a 7-foot wingspan and can leap like Giannis, the NBA knows who you are at six years old. Okay, there was no, you know what I mean? It's like, this is a great story, but you better believe the NBA knew how to spell Antetokounmpo 15 years ago when they started watching this kid.
Not just the NBA. You're all the way down to the Bucks. this isn't the coastal superpowers. the freaking Bucks knew about it. All right. Give me the worst gig story. I love that. I just love worst gigs. And I know.
And I'm going to tell you, because this is coming up again. So I was booked at, and I cannot remember the name.
And you're rebooked?
I'm going to explain. I can't remember the name of the college. It was an HBCU in North Carolina. And they wanted me to host a step show. Now, what step show is when fraternities, they each have a step. It's like their own dance.
Right.
And they compete against each other, right? Well, here's the thing. I didn't go to college, let alone an HBCU, let alone be in a fraternity. So I know nothing about the culture that I'm doing, right? And I can't, they told me the Reverend Dr. So-and-so is here, so you got to keep it clean. You can't curse. Well, one of the fraternities, their chant was blue MF and blue, all right? Blue MF, they're just chanting it. I can't say anything. They are booing the hell out of me, right? They hate me because I know nothing about the culture, the rivalries, or whatever. I'm an idiot, okay? I'm an idiot. I know nothing about it. It's like,
and you can't even turn it. I mean, like,
can't turn around.
Weird reason, I'm in that situation. At least I can go. How? Why would I know? Yeah. You have. They can't. You can't explain any of the reasons why you're not into that.
So I'm slaughtered at this gig to the point that for the next 5 years, the university sent me Christmas cards apologizing for the experience I had, right? Jeff, they just sent me an offer to be a host on an HBCU cruise. I'm like, hell no. Where they could throw me off the side of the boat? No. You've beaten me up enough. Abused me enough. There is no need for me to return to the scene of the crime.
Brutal colleges and universities.
I have not pledged a fraternity in the time since I last saw you.
That's great.
And here's the thing, and this is the thing, and you know this, you've done these college hell gigs. The worst thing is you can't leave. You're stuck there for the night, right? You're in some little town in the middle of nowhere. So it's like, okay, now I just got to sit in my beautiful roadside motel room and think about what I just did.
And everybody in town knows exactly what room you're in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. They had nothing to do but keep stepping outside of my room all night. They were out there in shifts, making sure he doesn't get any sleep. Yeah.
Oh my God, what a nightmare. Alonzo Bowden, thank you so much for coming on. What a blast. Follow him on Twitter at Alonzo Bowden. The special, Stupid Don't Get Tired, YouTube right now, correct?
Yes, YouTube, Helium Comedy, YouTube, and also you can go to Alonzo Bowden. I own my name on YouTube.
That's impressive. On YouTube,
and I'm so funny on Instagram. And on TikTok, just go to TikTok. There's 48 of me over there. So just pick one.
You got gigs coming up besides Montreal. First of all, folks, if you're in Montreal, go see Alonzo. Go see
Just for Laughs in Montreal. I'm doing the Martha's Vineyard Comedy Festival, which starts in August. It's like 3 weeks of comedy. So I'm headlining the first week. And that'll be August 2nd through 6th. So that's going to be fun. And then August 22nd, I go to Vegas for a week at Brad Garrett's club at the MGM.
Wow. Talk about the yin and yang of comedy.
Yeah. Martha's Vineyard to Las Vegas.
To 18 shows a night. Alonzo, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Absolutely, my friend. Take care. All the best. And yeah, let's see what happens with this USC, UCLA.
Yeah.
Again, that's the most confusing thing going on right now. And, as for the Mets, it's been a good run. We'll see you next year.
You're already conceding.
The Mets are in first place, and Mets fans are saying, yeah, but wait till next year.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Follow me on Twitter, at Real Jeff Cesario. My album, What Was I Thinking, streaming everywhere. The Play With Pain mugs, go buy them. They're a great gift. Play With Pain on one side, Chet's mug on the other side. It's hilarious. Go to jeffcesario.com for those. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends, spread the word. I love doing this. It's a ton of fun. I'm going to be doing a little bit of stand-up down at Comedy Magic Club next couple of weekends. Call them up. Go down. The shows are great there. They're just reopening, and it's fantastic.
Beautiful club.
Yeah, unbelievable. Chet, what do you got cooking this weekend? This weekend, I'll be in St. Arrogance, France, calling the 13th annual Tour de Ecknarf, which is the Tour de France pedaled backwards, sponsored by Rocket City, that jet blew up space travel, and Slacker Barrel. Come on in and eat, or not, we don't really care. This is Chet Waterhouse, reminding you to play with pain.